This is the BBC Light Programme.
There should be a law against it.
There is.
What's it called?
The Home Service.
And it's that sort of material, folks, that makes the BBC give in to ITV.
It's all right, you running Auntie down, but you know which side your bread's buttered, mate.
Yeah, you do all right of it as well, mate. My life, eh, what?
Oh?
I've seen you knocking back the gin at the old BBC cocktail parties, eh, Wall?
Yeah.
I've seen you staggering out, reeking a whiskey in your pockets full of cheese biscuits.
Yeah.
What?
This is outrageous.
You'll get a muffin up your conk. Shut your big dinner grinder and read that. Go on, read on, eh, Wall.
I've a good mind to go back to the P&O.
We start the old Leathergoon show with a map of Delhi in 1857. Next, let us show you a contour map of Jane Mansfield showing the South Col.
Give me back the family treasure! Where's my speaking trumpet? Hello, folks! Hello, folks! Calling, folks! Presented to you, Captain Hugh Jumpton, to tell a tale of India!
India, 1857. I'd just been gazetted to the first offence fusiliers. I shall never forget that 3rd of August. It was 130 degrees in the shade. Gad, the sun was hot. As I sat there in the sweltering heat, the perspiration poured off my dufter, ran down the fur on my topi, and sizzled on my hot steaming curry. Gad, I thought. I wonder what the folks at home are doing now.
We weren't doing anything, actually.
And just across the road, I could hear the old man signing documents in his office.
Dear sir, consignments of women arriving from England are not up to War Department standards. As it is, we are returning 2 crates of them which went off during the voyage. And as you know, we soldiers consider women to be a sacred animal. Please expedite. Just a moment, I haven't got my medals on. And they're all long service ones, you know. Come in.
Good morning, Major. Your medals are showing, huh?
Oh, I beg your pardon. There, dear. Captain Seagun. What's up now?
Can your wife keep a secret?
Yes.
Then I'm safe.
Yes, but I'm not married.
Wait, and who's that lady in your house?
That was no lady, that was my batman.
Ah! It's the heat, sir. My eyes are going. I want a transfer.
Right, stick this on your arm.
Dad, it's a nude anchor and a G-string.
Yes, belonged to my mother. She was a sailor. Oh. You naughty man. What's the matter with you this morning, Seagun? Why have you got such a long face?
Heavy dentures, sir.
I see. Well, have you seen a doctor?
Yes, I just saw one walking down the road.
Good, 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 good. Then you must let nature take its course.
Yes, that reminds me, sir. There's a native outside who says he's a better man than I am.
Gunga Din?
That's him.
There's trouble in the old bazaar. Trouble in the bazaar.
Stop raving and get on with it.
The devils are going around shouting, down with the English.
What? I've sent the Irish guards to deal with them.
It's the Irish guards who are shouting it.
What? I'll have their shamrock Russian cut in half for this.
How painful for them. But then it's terrible trouble, sir. Terrible. The contourment is in great danger.
Danger?
In great danger.
Danger! Danger! I want a transfer! Gad, the cap badge of Hobson's horse.
It belonged to my father.
How long was he with Hobson's horse?
Until the day it died. Asking all these questions, Seagoon, you must be rather new out here.
Yes, sir. New out here, but old everyone else.
Well, gentlemen, we have to face it. The natives are revolting.
Oh, I don't know. Some of them are nice chaps.
Where did you hear that?
Take it from here, 1952.
Listen, if that's the right sound effect, it sounds like hostile natives.
Don't worry, sir. I'll go outside and soothe them. Musical swine. And if I had to pay 2 guineas a time to hear that at the Palladium, my life. Lulu, Ian, old note.
Well, let me quell them, lad. Hand me my military violin. Swans. Look at my uniform. I'll soon show them. I'll give them the last turkey in the shop. Abdo. Now they've handed me that magnifying glass. Now. That got rid of them. Oh.
Major, what did you do?
I'm not going to say, but they never allowed on television.
Well, anyhow, it's given us breathing space to reorganize.
Yes, yes, yes. Havildar Singh's thing?
Kiamantahisab.
Why are the men mutinying?
Indeed, sir. There is a nasty rumor that the cartridges for their rifles are being greased with banana skins.
Well,
sir, the natives look upon the banana as a sacred animal.
Hutch, what? Rattle me, crowd is there. That's a lot of superstition. Just time for a... That's a lot of superstitious nonsense. The banana's a non-sacred animal.
Nevertheless, sir, the native troops are in flame.
Well, we all are. It's a dobe itch, you know. It's nothing. Don't drink castor oil.
Are you mad, Major?
What?
The natives regard castor oil as a sacred animal. Oh. I'm only a simple Englishman, and I know that.
You're simpler than I thought.
And so saying, he pointed to a map of Delhi where Major Brudnock was preparing to do battle.
Yes, yes, what is it?
Quiet, Major. Major Dean. My front commanding officer, preparing. Come.
As you were, men. I presume you were men before you were. Well, never mind about that. Now, gentlemen, the sepoys are up in arms and down in legs. Under the leadership of the Red Bladder.
What is the disposition of his troops?
There are a lot of miserable... well, I believe that he and his mutineers are 1,000 miles away.
Correction, sir. We've just had news that they're only 0.5 mile away.
What? Follow me. Stop, stop. Well, now they're 1,000 miles away.
They're not. We are.
So, we are the same distance from them as they are from us. The cunning devils.
Major, it's no good. We've got to attack the Red Fort. It's the key to the whole of India.
All right, then. I want 3 brave men and a coward.
I'll be the coward, sir.
Too late. I've already volunteered. You'll have to be the 3 brave men. You're just the right size, I think, anyway. Now, Seagoon, you 3, black up your faces, put on evening dress and muffle your banjos.
What? Don't be silly, sir. The muffled banjo is considered a sacred animal.
Then you'll have to attack unaccompanied. Now, you know what we want?
Yes, sir. The inside leg measurements of the key to the rebel fort.
Yes.
Don't worry, sir. I'll leave it to me. Yes, sir. Why, we'll do it, sir. I'll see to it, sir. Yes, sir. You can rely on me absolutely to look to...
Shut up, will you?
I'm sorry.
Meantime, outside the tradesman's entrance of the Red Fort, sounds are heard coming from a dustbin.
Yes, Moriarty. When Gritbite Thin invites someone to dine, they dine in the style to which they're accustomed. Here, have another filleted fishbone. Nourishment, that's what you need, my dear Count. Nourishment. Bring the roses back to your knees.
But Gritpipe, this life of luxury in this dustbin, it's
so good to be true. What are you up to? What do you want to be? What is it? What powers do you want to be? I want powers.
We've never had it so good, have we?
Never had it so good. The life of you.
Well, I'll tell you. Now, I have a great plan, Moriarty. Soon this dustbin will be resting inside the Red Fork. And then I have a certain idea. But shh! Someone is approaching downwind.
Lucky for them.
Yes, it's me, folks. Where's my muffled speaking trumpet? I'm speaking through my muffled speaking trumpet from directly outside the main gate of the Red Fort. We disguise to look like Indian GPO engineers. Now to afford an entrance.
I can afford an entrance, Captain. I just had me slate money.
Right. Well, knock on the door with your slate.
Right. Knock, knock, knock.
Yum bum balaboo, ichikichikoo. Tula, tula, yakadula, and your father, too. Now, what do you want, blamey? Knocking us up this time of night?
We're just testing a door knocker.
Did it work?
We don't know. We're waiting to see if anyone answers.
Well, I hope they hurry up. I can't stand here all night with my door open. It's bad enough standing here when it's shut.
All right, let's start again then. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cohen.
Cohen who?
Cohen, answer the door.
Ah! So you're back?
No, it's me front, mate.
William, you're not getting any laughs. Let me try and be funny.
That's a laugh for a start, isn't it?
Red Blatter, we've come to disconnect your phone.
I haven't got one.
Don't worry, we brought one with us.
All right, little chokers. Come in.
Don't bother to wait up. We'll lock up for you.
Okay, and don't forget to put the cat out. He's a British spy.
You rubbing swine, you give me away now. My disguise was perfect until you say that. Points to Mum's old drawers painted to look like Tabby Cat.
Cat, it's Secret Agent Blue Bottle. Just the fellow. Give me a hand to remove the fort door and get it back to camp.
But if we take it away, Captain, they'll notice it.
Nonsense. If it's not there, how could they notice it? If it was there, they'd notice, but then there wouldn't be anything to notice, would there? I mean, if it's not there, they wouldn't notice it. I mean,
We must have that door of the fort. Any news of Seagoon and his blacked-up raiding party?
No, sir, but we've captured three natives who say they're Seagoon blacked up.
What? Send them in.
Let me go. It's all a mistake, I tell you. Let me go, you fool.
Right. Now then, who are you three people?
Well, you're me, Seagoon. I'm not a native. Look, I'll roll my sleeves up.
So, a native with European arms.
Seagoon took the door of the fort down to the locksmith shop, where even now they are making a duplicate key.
No. Happy that. Hold it. Oh. No, you got it.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening here. I cannot quite understand.
We'll have it in a minute. You'll have it right in a moment.
Using a tantamount of patience will bring it to a conclusion, I see.
This is a job for Hindu Stanley.
Do you realize the significance of getting this into important conjunction of situations?
I do, yes.
Yes, all right, all right.
No.
Steady, Mr. Lakaji. Hold on. Most imperative that we we keep this in the right perspective so we get the condition right. You understand?
I absolutely understand what you are saying.
Shabash.
Tiga.
Aapka dasta.
No, one moment, Mr. Lal Kaka. Would it not be more advantageous if we stood a door in the upright position?
You are speaking line 3 and I haven't spoken line 2 yet.
But I am wondering whether the line 1 you were saying was replaced with some other utterings you were making.
No, look. You are born back by Bengali Babu and in Calicut long live. Missy? I know that Missy give you 3 pence daily, but on Sunday?
I get none.
What will you do?
Or I shall die.
Then your wife and children will cry.
They will make a bonfire of me.
They will throw you in the sea.
What will be the end of me?
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Now to test the key out in the door we have made for this important door. Mr. Lakaji, will you please hold the end of the door in a position like so?
I will. But Mr. Lalkaka, would it not be more advantageous if we stood the door in the upright position?
Indeed, Mr. Lakaji, that is a splendid idea at meeting.
Of course, yes.
I will get Havildar's ingenious thing to hold the door upright against his face.
Giving you credit for your intelligence.
But
I do not see the point of having Havildar Singh holding the door upright.
Please letting me explain the reason in simplification terms, man. Listen, please.
I'm listening.
Will you kindly remain in a condition of serenity and calm?
All right.
And I will explain the whole principle of the idea. Toodle pip.
Explain. Chin chin.
Now, the natural position of the door is being upright. Is that right, so?
Indeed, yes.
Hooray.
I am in complete accordance with the statement you have just vouchsafed.
All right. Therefore, in this position, we are able to make the requisite preparation for the testing of the key.
That is so.
That is
so. Now then, Havildar Singh.
Havildar Singh.
I am standing by waiting immediately on your command.
Well, rest your little curry bag on the shelf. And hold the door between yourself and us two persons on the opposite side.
Excellent indeed. Now then, we will insert the newly made key into the lock, so. In the lock.
Oh dear.
What is the trouble?
It is not correctly fitting into the lock. Havildar Singh, a disaster has occurred for you. We fear you are locked in.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Sir, the key we made will not fit the Red Fort's door.
We must find out how to open this door. It's the only way we can get into the fort. Has anyone here got a hairpin?
I've got one, sir.
It's time you went on leave, isn't it? Now, see if this hairpin opens it. Got it!
Yeah! I hope you put that cat out!
The red bladder! Major Brunlock!
What is it?
I've got the red bladder prisoned behind this door.
What? Let's look around the back. There's nobody there.
He's escaped. Anyway, Major, you'll be pleased to know we've got the door to open.
Let me try.
So, Bloodlock, hands up.
Let me go.
Good heavens. The Red Bell has captured Major Bloodlock. I'll have to get this door back to the Red Fort at once and liberate Bloodlock. Fall in the volunteer for a dangerous job.
But that only leaves me.
There'll be a silver collection later, what?
Splendid, Eccles. I want you to guard that door with your life.
Okay. Oh, good on. Left. There's something funny going on here. I don't know about you folks, but I think it's silly guarding a door. Wait a minute. Instead of me walking around it, I'll open it and walk through. That way I'll get to the other side quicker.
You fool, Eccles! You've let all the mutineers out! Quick, after them!
Right.
Meanwhile, inside the Red Fort.
Come, Bloodlock. Sign this document given India to us.
But wobble me danglers, never. Never. Torture me. Lock me in a dark room with 6 beautiful women. I'll never sign.
Very well. I won't lock you in a dark room with six beautiful women.
Thank heaven, saved.
Instead, me challenge you to a duel. Name your weapons.
One pair of clean underpants.
Oh, blimey. What do you mean, mate?
I challenge you to a battle of wits. Namely, a 19th century underpants-wearing contest. We stand back to back, and the first man to wear out the seat of his pants dies of exposure.
I accept.
Are you ready? Back to back. Now, 48,000 paces. Quick march. Well, that got rid of him.
That's what you think.
Ah! You swine! You let your legs go without you.
Your time has come.
Ow!
Stand him against the wall.
What?
Firing squad, load.
Meanwhile, Seagun's relief column approaches.
We must hurry, men. Lift, my tank, lift.
Back at the fort.
Take aim.
Back at the Seagun.
Faster, men, faster.
Back at the fort.
Any last requests, Bloodnock?
Yes, don't shoot me.
Back at the fort. Back at the Seagun.
Hurry, men, faster.
Well, back at the fort.
Fire.
Back at the Seagun.
Too late. Fall out, lads. Get your money. See you next week.
It's all in the mind, you know. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Finnegan, with the Red Inter Quartet, Max Gelder in the orchestra, conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Finnegan and Harry Stevens. Announcement Wally Screenslade. The program produced by Roy Spear.